on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 13th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, a state representative here in Texas who authored the bill that has now passed the House to basically enforce the felony laws against the out-of-control, out-of-their-jurisdiction federal toilet attendant workers known as the TSA. It's about the level of training. A sworn peace officer can't stick their hands down your pants or grope your wife's breast, but these guys do, and now they're moving on to taking babies' diapers off. So Texas is moving, along with more than 20 other states, to enforce the law. I've asked lawyers on air, why, and district attorneys, why do we need a law if it's already illegal? And I've had district attorneys on record say, that's right, prosecute now. But we're going to be going over that big strike for liberty moving forward. Also, House GOP moves to defund naked body scanners. That will anger their Republican colleague who's making a lot of the money off of it, Mr. Chertoff, who mandated all of this. See, that's a big part of the police state. Not just is that the globalists want to control us and track us and violate all our rights so they can carry out their other looting and criminal activities, but also we're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions. Well, it's over $3 trillion spent in the last 9 years post 9/11 domestically. In some cases per city, I saw an $8 billion contract over 5 years in New York for the AI smart cameras tracking everybody. Saw a $2 billion federal grant for Boston. I mean, those are just the smart camera, spy camera systems. $2 million San Antonio, one elementary school for the spy cams in the cafeteria, AI tracking the behavior of the children and their eating habits. That was in AP 2 days ago. I mean, you start adding this up, it's over $3 trillion. That's what they admit in domestic cost. Internationally, the cost of the bin Laden attack is another $3 trillion. So, $6 trillion, and I remember it came out, what, 4 or 5 years ago, one Halliburton tarp that would cost, they estimated $500 to put up a multi-person tarp tent, was $15 million. That makes $800 toilet seats at the Pentagon and $700 hammers look like good deals, doesn't it? So that's why this isn't going away. And it's the new economy and the majority of the new scholarships in the last 9 years. The biggest growth area is Homeland Security, data mining, spying, domestic spy degrees. I mean, that's the future of America. Not television sets and computers or even farming for that matter. The family farm is under assault. Federal government openly tells small farms and ranches, and the IRS does as well, get big or get out. And no, you can't work at the gas station or work at the prison or work at the power plant or work at the school, but then have 30 cows in your own farm and work on the weekend and then just use that to pay the local state property taxes. That's a hobby farm now. You can't write that off. It's got to make a profit. You're like, but it does make some money. And then allows us to pay the taxes. My family's in that position. And they just say, doesn't matter. Tax exemption gone. You will pay income tax on the tractor, on the fence post. You will lose your property. And we're going to raise your property taxes as well at the state level. That's the way it is. That's the way America works. And if you try to sell milk to your neighbors, SWAT teams. Year-long investigation, spying on the Amish to arrest some old Amish guy doing something legal. Oh, and I've got their new Copyright Act the Senate's trying to pass. No judge, no jury, no nothing. They just...
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Bob Chapman joining us to break down all the big developments in the economy, gold and silver, as the establishment of the big central banks openly dump billions and billions of paper onto the market in an attempt to hold down gold and silver. He'll be joining us for the first 30 minutes of the third hour. Jim Mars called me a few days ago after he heard Bugliosi live, the famous prosecutor with his JFK, Lee Harvey Oswald, acted alone tome, and his statements that no one saw people shooting from the grassy knoll. No one saw people there. And it was just all over the news at the time that police witnessed it. The guy at the railway yard who later mysteriously died saw it. So I thought we'd get Jim Mars, who taught the first university-level course decades ago on the JFK assassination. And we have the Congress in their committee in the late 70s found a 95% chance that there were other people shooting due to acoustic recordings that were analyzed from the grassy knoll. So that's coming up with Jim Mars in the last 30 minutes. State Rep. David Simpson, who authored the bill to ban offensive grope downs in Texas, will be joining us as well, coming up at an hour and 22 minutes from now. I do want to open the phones up for first-time callers, and I noticed yesterday when I started going to some calls, I recognized some of the voices. We have millions of listeners. I love hearing from our regular callers, but people wait by the phone and speed dial when the phone system opens up, and we don't screen calls. And so I've always just done it that way, where you're not interrogated to get on. But then because we don't screen calls, that allows people that are waiting by their phones to tend to get in more than others that are trying. So if I talk to you and I recognize your voice, I'm going to have to hang up on you. Because I want to give people who've never been able to have a chance to get on air a chance to get in, and I'll be taking your phone calls starting at the bottom of this hour right through to the bottom of the next hour on this Open Line Friday. I guess we could use that ubiquitous talk radio term. The toll-free number to join us. Well, let me just read through some of the news headlines, and then I'm going to go back into them in more detail, and then I'll give the number up, because I want you to hear the issues and points that I think are important. Then we'll have open phones. You can bring up whatever issue you want, but it might be interesting if you comment on some of the news that I raise. Obviously, they've been trying to assassinate Muammar Gaddafi and bombing his different homes and government buildings and killing members of his family. And then telling us at the same time that they're not trying to kill him because that violates international law. This is just the standard government lies. I mean, even if you agree with trying to murder Gaddafi, it sets a very dangerous precedent to just have Skynet and the imperial drone aircraft circling the globe, killing whoever they want, whenever they want. And then when they rain down the 2,000-pound bombs, the Hellfire missiles, and when the Reapers and the other aircraft drop their weapons, the Predators drop their weapons, saying this is not a military action, this is not a war, and this is not an assassination attempt. We are entering a very Orwellian zone right now where the system knows they're being caught in total lies and deception, and they want to be caught. They want to just set the precedent that they lie infinitum, as a kleptocratic state owned by foreign corporations. They're going to do whatever they want. So we've got that. Russia warns West against Libyan scenario in Syria as the West and the U.S. Senate now begins to beat the drums to start bombardments of Syria to back the admittedly Western-funded Al-Qaeda Muslim Brotherhood groups in the South. And there's also reports Libyan group associated with Al-Qaeda meets with Obama officials and are given the official government endorsement to take over the new puppet dictatorship, Reuters reports. And Kurt Nemo's got a big boil-down article dealing with that headline. Libyan group associated with Al-Qaeda meets Obama officials up on Infowars.com. Also, Jordanians protest for Palestinian right of return. That is just some of the news on that front that we're going to be going over more today. We've got the regularly scheduled, I see these every few weeks, articles from California, Massachusetts, Texas, you name it. If a student has a Bible in their bag, it's confiscated, but any other book is fine. It's all part of the political correctness that is really Soviet-style brainwashing. But here's one out of WWLP-TV. Controversy over child's flag drawing, and this is out of Orange, Massachusetts. And they were, I guess, having the kids draw pictures and hang them on the wall. And he drew an American flag, and they said that could offend the illegal aliens. So it had to be taken down, reportedly. We also, again, have the good news with a state rep joining us on this front. Texas House bans offensive security pat-downs, but it's got to make its way now through the Senate. And the bill's chief sponsor, Republican Representative David Simpson, said this has to do with dignity and travel and prohibiting indecent groping searches. And it's all about a power grab. I mean, just 6 months ago, it was padding on the outside. Then a month later, it was squeezing. I mean, almost lifting men and women off the ground. Let me see if those are genitals. Squeezing them. I mean, this is incredible. Then it was in the pants. Then it was in the underwear. Then it was grabbing, not changing the gloves. I mean, this is amazing. A doctor did this, they would lose their license. I mean, even if you went to a doctor, agreed for them to check for a hernia or whatever and grab the male genitalia and have you cough, if the doctor didn't change gloves, and that could be documented, medical license gone, boom. But power tripping, you know, yeah, I've been seeing the different photos and videos of TSA bugging their eyes out. The photo out of CBS News of DFW has this image of the TSA guy with his gloves. We'll put it up on screen. There it is. And he just has this arrogant look. And then I saw these photos of police in New York on alert with big dark circles around their eyes, devil tats on their forearms, just bugging their eyes out, sticking their lower lip out, just looking at people. And I've been in New York, and years ago this was going on, but it gets crazier and crazier. Any type of media event, they're there with German shepherds just posing and strutting around and bugging their eyes out at you. And I've even tried to say, hey, how you doing? They're just like, bleh. I mean, they just find people that love the power trip of strutting around with their M16 acting like terrorists are everywhere, as if a real terrorist pulled up with a truck bomb or with a gun, as if that guy's going to stop anything. I mean, it's just insane. But the same government then doesn't want people armed on college campuses so they can actually deal with a gunman. It's just incredible. Continuing... along this line, big report out at prisonplanet.com. Control Freak Society, government to monitor school lunches with AI smart cameras. And we're going to go over some more of that report a little bit later, because here's the deal. Here's why I get so frustrated and start yelling and screaming on air in the past 4 or 5 days. It's because I see the prison being built. I see it being expanded. I witness the constant deception and corruption of governments worldwide run by the very same group of international corporations. I see the final countries that the globalists didn't control being overthrown and mopped up. And it doesn't mean those are even good countries or good leaders. The Serbs, sure, corrupt. That's government. Somehow they taught Americans since the 50s that government isn't corrupt and is good and you should trust it and give all your rights up. That's not that I think Iran's great or even Libya. The point is they weren't controlled by the globalists, and so they're being overthrown. And I remember seeing the federal grants to the states in the mid-90s for face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras. The first states that had them put in the mid-90s were Texas and Indiana, where they were beta testing it, then California and New York. You would expect California and New York to be first, but it was Texas and Indiana. And I witnessed that, and I had the federal grants for hundreds of millions of dollars just in the initial funding. I had the federal grants and showed images of the federal grants, and then in my film Police State 2000 for microphones going in with shotgun mics that can listen to you at hundreds of feet away with AI, NSA software recording all the keywords and sifting through it. And then I would be interviewed by local TV or radio or national TV or radio. It happened across the board. And callers would laugh at me and hosts would laugh at me. And I would go down and protest TxDOT. I remember in 97 for putting in the spy cameras. And the spokesman for TxDOT came out and interviewed me, and he laughed at me, and he said, no, Alex, we're not surveilling you with the cameras. We're not watching you. And I said, wait a minute. Let's be clear. You, as the Department of Transportation, aren't surveilling, but in the dual use, the Texas Department of Public Safety is under the federal grants. And the guy laughed and said, you ought to be a lawyer. It doesn't take a lawyer to see the games they play. They always semantically deceive. It's like 2 days ago they announced, Pentagon funded, well, the article said federally funded grant, $2 million in a lunchroom to figure out what kids eat and what they don't eat, as if they couldn't have them fill out a survey or have somebody do a one-day survey and just observe what they were eating. No, it's a $2 million system to decide what kids will eat to, quote, save money. And then I went and looked the system up, and that's part of the use, but it's also behavioral analysis of the kids and to condition the kids to live under surveillance. But I already knew that when I saw it, that it was a DARPA test. But I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was DARPA. Because DARPA heads all this up. DARPA heads up globally for the entire planet, except for the few countries they haven't taken over yet, a handful, the takeover chips and all the phones, which they now are telling you are in there, and the president will break in and the government will break in and take over whenever they want. And the new takeover chips and all the major appliances coming out, that's all announced. And CNN is telling you that this is happening, but I still get emails saying, Alex, this is too much, I don't believe it. Well, here's another report today. DARPA's automated video surveillance will end public anonymity.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
The point I'm getting at here is that there is an infrastructure that is being standardized globally, and all the big mega corporations go along with it and actually lobby for it, because then they get the government contracts and your tax money to put these control systems in. So they're using our money to enslave us and control us, and they add all of this surveillance tech into the telecommunications infrastructure, the devices, the highway control systems, the banking system. They do all of this and then we have to pay for it, and they pass the expenses on to us. But you remember the newscast going, the highway cameras are not to watch you. They're only to control traffic. Remember the media denying years ago, the cell phones do not track where you are. The government cannot dial in and listen to you. That's conspiracy theorist. Now they just come out and admit it because they're secure in their control grid. They believe that they've incrementally gotten us to accept anything because they've got us way down the road debating torture and government groping our women and children. They've got us debating whether we should have any basic liberties. So now that's old hat. Yeah, they're watching us. But here's extreme tech. Why they're giving you the news and linking to the government announcements that this is just now happening. I've read MIT reports out of MIT magazine where they were developing this stuff 40 years ago. This stuff has been rolled out for decades. Now it's being put in everywhere. DARPA's automated video surveillance will end public anonymity. Well, 10 years ago, Tampa, Florida had face scanning identity cameras up off of your driver's license photo with face prints. I mean, remember that? I remember more than a decade ago, headlines, Florida town runs license plate of everyone that drives through it. Texas town runs license plate of everyone that drives through it. California town. It's all wide open. To be in public is to be on camera. But most video footage is discarded, as only so much can be sorted and analyzed. Until now, DARPA has created a technology that can index and analyze video in real time, marking the end of anonymity in public places. And then this article says they're getting ready to roll it out. Oh, really? Like AP 2 days ago with the $2 million software system? And by the way, you don't think you're getting overcharged for that little Big Brother thing. I mean, even if you wanted the system, which I'll guarantee you that school board, you know, is getting lobbied to take the federal grant. Do you really think the software that analyzes what the kids are eating and doing really costs $2 million for some cameras over all of the lunch tables? And again, they make millions of dollars per lunchroom, $2 million in this case. The kids grow up being watched. Children are our future. And what are they doing? Learning to be frisked, learning to be interrogated, learning to have cameras in the bathrooms. Total control. In 2008, DARPA and the U.S. military's elite group of pocket protector warriors began soliciting the tech industry to develop technologies that would allow computers to sort through the index surveillance footage from military fleet of drones. Satellites. Just like they announced, 6 years ago that military satellites were from the Cold War being used to spy on ranchers. Oh, feeding it into Denver, Colorado and the surrounding area in one case. Are you building a new barn that you weren't authorized under zoning to do? Ah, the local zoning board now has the taxpayer paid for Department of Defense satellites. And you see the same thing in England and in Europe and in Australia. Just type in Australian government using satellites to enforce zoning laws, to enforce environmental laws. See, this is the control. You pay for this to fight Al-Qaeda, to fight the Russians. It's for you. So, the control freaks in government can sit up there on Mount Olympus like God or Odin up on his mountain, dispatching the SWAT teams, go forward, four, and beat them into submission. Go forward, TSA, stick your hand down their pants, hammer them into submission. And it goes on to talk about how these systems are going in, and how it can run through millions of different camera feeds, basically feed them into computers and track everywhere you go off of your face. This is old news, but new news to the slaves. Now, I want to get in to the latest at Fukushima and this incredible article out of Indiana, Court Rules No Fourth Amendment. Wait till
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Criminals studying psychological warfare, anthropology, sociology, on record, and figuring out ways to shut down all forms of independence, all forms of critical thinking, to basically turn us into a group of brainwashed, servile, soft drug addicts on prescription drugs, drooling and watching television sets. So reality can just pass us by while the New World Order builds its future grid. Okay, let me go ahead now and get into some of the other news, and then we're going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us today on this Friday edition is 1-800-259-9231. Is the toll-free number to join us on this Friday edition, and we're having first-time callers today. And I want to give first-time callers a chance. 1-800-259-9031. There is some good news happening. We have House GOP moves to defund body scanners, and this is out of the Associated Press. This is the federal House of Representatives. House Republicans controlling the Transportation Security Administration purse strings are moving to cut off new funding for those advanced airport scanners that have sparked outrage over the revealing images of travelers' bodies. Now, see, it's a power grab, and it's a bridge too far. But why shouldn't they try it? By being so bold, other things that are out of control don't seem as bad. And they can continue to find cities and counties that will accept the body scanners. And they've got cops at the courthouses and sheriff's deputies that will follow orders and put you and your family through them until you sue them, like what happened again in Colorado. And then they said, okay, under 18, you don't have to because it violates child porn laws. We have to enforce the law against the government. The law is there for the government more than anybody else. Study history. Study the founding fathers. Study what they went through. The same stuff we're starting to go through, but in a low-tech version of it. So, very good news there. Draft legislation released yesterday by the Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee denies the Obama administration's $76 million request for an additional 275 of the scanners. They need to cut the funding for the upkeep of them. They need to, Congress needs to stand up and remove the stinking things. Stop letting the presidency be a dictatorship, which many travelers dislike because TSA employees can view full-body images of travelers. And people say, well, then just opt out. Well, then they grope you. And now they grope you on top of it in many cases. And it goes on. So you got to support the Republicans on that. You got to call the Republican chairman, Robert Aderholt of Alaska, and I want to try to get him on and say, good job. That's the right direction. And you got to support the Texas legislature. Good job on the producers getting the main sponsor of it, the head honcho of the legislation that's now passed the state house. Representative for District 7, David Simpson, is scheduled to be on with us in about an hour. And Texas House bans offensive security pat-down. So there's the good news. Now, see, we've got to learn that when we fight back, we win. All over the country, just out in the city of Lago Vista, outside Austin, big bedroom community of Austin, they've now removed fluoride from their water. Why should the city of Lago Vista, was paying something like $50,000 a year? Austin pays over $1 million a year for the fluoride that's a toxic waste derivative. And, it's just mind-blowing that we would pay for this, and they just removed it in Lago Vista. And I see reports every few days of big cities, small towns. San Diego's on the verge of not fluoridating. They've had a big fight over that. We can win when we get involved and keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You notice the globalists are like a dog you're playing tug of war with. They never want to give up because they realize once you learn that you can win, once we learn that we can win. Once we realize what degenerate, openly criminal, openly arrogant, there's a reason if you go to the Austin City Council, even with top scientists and medical doctors and head toxicologists, and read to them even the, this happened a few months ago, the big AP headlines of the federal government saying cut the amount of fluoride in the water and that it does cause cancer, the mayor laughs. The laughing is a psychological warfare operation of degenerate scum to make you feel pathetic and to act like you don't have power when they're outrageously up there making you pay $1 million a year plus, I think it's something like $1,100,000. We've had fluoride action here in Austin in with the city documents they did 4 years to get. And they just laugh at you. Oh, you're here with top scientists that flew here to tell me how deadly it is. I'm going to laugh. No intellectual debate, no scientific research says, you're a conspiracy theorist, ha ha ha. But see, that doesn't work anymore. Call the scum's bluff. Call the scum's bluff. You know, good criminals, when they're robbing your house with a van, when they know you're out of town, they'll pull up like they're a moving company. They'll walk in a uniform. Even if they trip the alarm and the neighbor comes over, they say, oh, I'm trying to call them. They gave me the code, but it didn't work. And the neighbor's like, okay, thanks. Thanks, Ace Moving or whatever the fake sticker is. That's what government does. And the big corporations, they're just robbing us. And, hey, we're wearing the moving company uniforms. They're hijackers of the society. So I gave you some of the good news, and I've got some other good news as well. Here's the bad news, and there's quite a bit of it. Court, no right to resist illegal cop entry into home. No right to resist illegal cop entry into the home. And it continues here. This is out of the Northwest Indiana Times, a big publication up there, and they have the excerpts of the court ruling. And it says, overturning a common law dating back to English Magna Carta, 1215, England's already done this as well, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled Thursday that Hoosiers have no right to resist unlawful police entry into their homes. So that means if somebody's dressed up like a fake cop, I can't stop them. Or I see this every few months in Austin, fake cops pulling over mainly good-looking women and trying to shake them down. I mean, you know, pervs like to dress up in uniforms and actually become cops, criminology shows, but also they like to say they're cops if they can't jump through the hoops to become one. Not saying all cops are pervs, but, you know, that's where the criminals go. I mean, it's admitted in criminology. Most people that are working at a YMCA with kids are not pervs, but statistically, there's a higher number because that's where the kids are at. School teachers, on average, aren't pervs. Much higher level of them are pervs than the general population because they want to be around children. Same thing with truancy officers. It's just off the chart. CPS workers, you're talking from numbers I've seen. I mean, it's close to half. They're the ones that can get away with it. They like to take the kids behind closed doors. Overturning a common law dating back to English Magna Carta of 1215, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled Thursday that Hoosiers have no right to resist unlawful police entry into their homes. In the decision, 3-2, Justice Stephen David, writing for the court, said if a police officer wants to enter a home for any reason or no reason at all, a homeowner cannot do anything to block the officer's entry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is the complete end of the Fourth Amendment. That is the complete end. Just the court ruled for any reason. They don't have to give a reason. You are going to let them in without warrants. There is no more probable cause. The probable cause is if you saw somebody with a knife to someone's throat, dragging them into a doorway, probable cause, kick the door in. Or the cop is walking by and he sees someone smoking a bong and exhaling the marijuana. He still wants to go ahead and call backup or whatever, but he can pretty much force his way in. That's not what they've ruled. I have the ruling. I just read you the quote in the decision. Any reason or no reason. And this is the same thing's happening in Europe. This is incredible. Justice Robert Rucker, a Gary native, and Justice Brent Dickerson, a Hobart native, dissented on the ruling, saying the court's decision runs afoul of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Gee, you think so? It goes on. In my view, the majority sweeps with far too broad a brush by essentially telling Indiana citizens that government agents may now enter their homes illegally. This is without the necessary and the necessity of a warrant, consistent or extended circumstances, Rucker said. I disagree. And it goes on. And look, all over the country, they have federal grants to have warrantless blood taking checkpoints. All over the country, they got federal grants and Pentagon grants to put cameras in schools. All over the country, they got federal grants to do all of this. It's federal grants to have anti-terror training for your local police. And then they go to the anti-terror training. They're given manuals that Ron Paul's evil, gun owners are evil, veterans are evil. That sounds crazy if you're a new listener. Just search Homeland Security says veterans number one threat, and you'll get Fox News a week after we broke it. Now, there's that information. They're available for anybody who wants to look at it, to understand it, and to know what's happening. Now, why is this so bold? Because why shouldn't they try? Why shouldn't they try? If they never get punished for being tyrants, why shouldn't they do this? Now, I'll guarantee you, if there's enough of a ruckus over this and enough people speaking out and the police will abuse this now, that there'll be horror stories from it, that it's going to get reversed if we stand up to it and say no. But if we acquiesce, why not? We're just meat on the table. We're a steak on the table, as Albert Pike wrote in Morals and Dogma. And so what they're saying here is we can come in your house whenever we want. And under the federal grants, from Dallas, Texas, to Boston, Mass., I've seen articles in every major city in the country where they have something that started a decade ago under federal grants called Knock and Talk. And the cops come and knock, knock, knock on your door. It's almost always a middle-class area. And they do it during the day, thinking that there's, you know, a woman, a housewife, they're running the house, running the affairs, and they come to the door, and this has been the Dallas Morning News breaking it down, and they ask, may I come in and inspect your guns? I want to talk to you about your firearms. And it's just about getting through that Fourth Amendment barrier, training cops and citizens and the media, that it's normal to have a cop come into your house asking to come in and see your guns. Just like they have these highway checkpoints training you. All of this is his acclamation. And then suddenly in Chicago, in Boston, in New York, in other cities, they go to houses and say, we're coming in with this knock and talk. We're coming in, whether you like it or not, we're going to look for guns. No warrant. So the point here is, and I'm going to your phone calls, is there is a coordinated overall strategic effort across the board by the federal government, and the same thing is being duplicated and standardized in every other industrialized country, to break Magna Carta, break common law, and have police come into homes without warrants. Started with searching your car without warrants. Now downloading your laptop when you fly. Downloading your smartphone. It starts with having your kids be asked at school about your parents and to write essays about what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet. This is a total conversion of our once free society to absolute, classical, bona fide, certified, high-tech tyranny. And that's why this radio show is exploding and growing so fast. Anybody who's researched basic history, law, common sense could do this radio show. That's what's so frustrating about this information, is that I'm supposedly one of the best people when it comes to knowledge and understanding of this, and it's so elementary. I mean, if the police, the ruling says for any reason, they don't even have to give a reason to anybody, want to come in your house, they can. I mean, let me read this. In the 3-2 decision, Justice Stephen David, writing for the court, said if an officer wants to enter a home for any reason, or no reason at all, a homeowner cannot do anything to block the officer's entry. Because under common law, if you got some lunatic without a warrant trying to bust down your door, and they don't have probable cause, you can resist them with deadly force. See, cops only have the power a citizen has. But over time, now you see the states trying to get rid of sheriffs. They don't want an actual citizen empowered and deputized by the vote to deputize others. They want the bureaucrats to have it. See, cops are like, wait, citizens don't have the same power I do. Yes, we do. Well, see, now you're going to learn about real peace officers, the original sheriff going back over 1,000 years to that English-British system. Even that is being removed. Everything is being removed. The local authority of the school boards, everything's being removed. The police are being federalized. But if I see someone pistol-whipping a woman, some thug with a stocking over their head, I, as a citizen, and shoot them in the head. It's not just a citizen's arrest. It's a citizen's execution under the common law, under the Bill of Rights. I can go over to the person pistol whipping and assaulting the woman or the man, and I can tell them get on the ground. If they don't resist, I can arrest them. And it's like, ooh, a citizen's arrest. Well, what do you think it is? We, the people, create the state. The state allows counties to be formed as state jurisdictions under the state power of the people and their elected representatives. We then elect a sheriff, and we decide how to fund him and how many men and women he's going to have. We delegate because we're busy milking cows. We're busy working at factories. We're busy fixing cars. We're busy teaching school. We're busy, putting braces on folks. We then, in complex societies, we delegate to our servants what they are to do to protect us and to enforce the laws that we put into place. That's why they have to have a warrant from a judge that we have elected. So he is held accountable if he starts writing up warrants that are illegitimate. That's one of the reasons we started the war with the British. was they were putting out these mass warrants to just search anybody they wanted that were just rubber stamps, like the rubber stamps they have to take blood at checkpoints. You had to go to a judge and say, here's the person, here's the things, here's the people, here's specifically what we're looking for, and we swear under oath that we have these witnesses, and this is what we're going after. And the judge says, this is a very grave warrant. You go back 200 years ago, it was a big deal to issue a warrant. And the constable, the sheriff, or his deputies would swear, yes, I swear, and they'd bring in witnesses. And they would say, witness? They didn't have secret informers then. Okay, witness, you're going to be called to the stand if this goes to trial. And you're going to be held in contempt and charged if you bear false witness and lie right now. It's called perjury. Do you understand that? Yes. I promise he's got a body in a trunk in his bedroom. Okay, I'm swearing out this warrant to search that premises. It's issued. Then they go. Do you realize how big a deal it is to have a Supreme Court of a state say we don't have to have nothing? That is the essence, the spirit, the heart, the blood of tyranny. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with me.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Indiana also just ruled that the SWAT teams no longer have to get the judge to check off on a no-knock entry. So now when they come to serve you a warrant for unpaid parking tickets, they're going to kick the door down, they're going to search everything, they're going to turn the whole thing over. What this tells you, what this basically telegraphs, this is happening all over the country, is we've got real hardcore criminals in government who are despots and who know exactly what they're doing. And they know they stole us blind. We're going into a bottomless depression. They know it's going to get rough, and they're going to try to ride this out with secret police, the whole nine yards. And they are hiring, I see a lot of cops now that look like they're on drugs. You can tell they're on steroids, huge black circles around their eyes. They look crazy. I mean, even if you were put on duty walking around with an M16 in New York, you would be nice and friendly, but just professional. You see these cops, they look like lunatics. I mean, that's the last person. If I called somebody in for a job interview, say for private security in my office, and they had big black circles around their eyes and looked crazy, these are the last people that you would want to give power to. Everybody knows the folks that are all into being tough, and they like to watch Chuck Norris movies, and they think that they're the ultimate, you know, fighter, and then they actually get in a fight, and they got glass jaws, or they run and cower. I mean, you know, somebody who's really been in a lot of fights, and somebody who's tough, is not looking for a fight, okay, and is not looking for trouble. But if you're looking for it, you come to the right place. You know, that's the attitude that these people have. Now, I said I'd go to your calls. To read the quote here by Justice Stephen David writing for the court decision, he went on to say that a police officer wants to enter a home for any reason or no reason at all, a homeowner cannot do anything to block the officer's entry. And he went on to say the wholesale abrogation of the historic right of a person to reasonably resist unlawful police entry into a dwelling is unwarranted and unnecessarily broad. That was in the dissenting decision. This is the second major Supreme Court decision in Indiana this week, including police entry into a home. And these state judges wouldn't have done this unless they are getting the word that the feds are going to go along with this. The feds are saying that unsworn officers can stick their hands down your pants. They're not even officers. I mean, they spy on everybody without warrants now. I mean, folks, I don't mean to belabor this. It's just they lie. They told you all the cameras were not for surveillance. Now they go, oopsie, they are, and they always were. Of course they were. Power grab, power grab, power grab. Our servants have gotten out of control. You see it a lot in examples in history. You also see it in the Iliad, where Ulysses has been gone for 20 years or whatever it was, and he comes back to his palace, to his home, and everybody's in there drinking his wine. They've bankrupted his wife. They've taken over. They're pushing his wife around, and they just tell him, hey, get out of here, punk, and he has to kill them all. I mean, it's the oldest story. I mean, I guarantee you, let's say you had $2 million in the bank, and you gave it to a manager, just picked from the general public, to run your house and your business, and you're coming back in 10 years, and you do whatever you want. When you got back, they would have had lawyers change corporations over, no matter what your agreements were, and spend all your money, blow your business out if it was even there, and tell you, the locks are changed, get out of here, this is our business. Well, what do you think is going to happen when foreign banks come in and take over the government? I mean, of course, the sky's the limit. I'm going to remind you 11 years ago that he classified this last year, a secret agreement was signed with the VA to steal all death benefits of all U.S. service people. Now, look, those are crooks. And police and military, you work for crooks. Now, what are we going to do about it? Huh? Okay, we're criminal run. Let's own up to it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.